Baba Basra, Perktes Mishnah Test. Nofla Baisa Love Al Ishtoi. We continue our discussion of cases of Svekos. Here we have another suffix. The house, the car crash, created a Shiloh. Who died first? It fell Olov Val Ishtoi. What's the difference if he died first, if his wife dies first? Yoshe Habal Oimrim, the husband's Yoshim say, Ho'isha Mesa Rishoina, V'achakach Mesa Bal. There is no Choyvas Ksuba here, because whenever a woman dies first, she doesn't get a Ksuba. An Almana gets a Ksuba, not a woman who died B'chai Baila. So we have the husband's Yoshim, his sons, brothers, whoever it is, are saying that there's no money that has to be paid out to, in this case, well, it won't be the woman herself because she died immediately afterwards, but her Yoshim. She has sons from a different marriage. That's what they claim. Yoshe Yishayim Habal Meis Rishoyin. She became Mechuyiv in a Ksuba. Therefore, she has that tzchus. She's merged that to her children from another marriage. V'achachach meso isha, they want, the Yosho isha want, to be able to go collect that ksuba. B'shamayim yachloiko, again, nobody has muchzokas on the money. U'besil loimim nechosim cheskosan. You have the same discussion. Besil holds that stays in the family. There's a knetch over here, they have to be meiso. We just said a case where l'chore, that's the nafkamino, is that the Yoshe Habal and the Yoshe Isha are not one and the same. He had children from a different marriage. She had children from a different marriage. Her Yoshim are claiming theirs. His Yoshim are claiming his. What happens if they have children together? Besides for that, she has other children. He has other children. His other children are claiming that at least part of the Nechosim are shaykh to them. And there is no Schus Tfi on the Yoshe Isha. The Yoshe Isha are claiming that at least part of the Nechosim go to them. And the whole thing is not shaykh to the Yoshe Habal. So what do you do? You know what you do? In that case, you leave the Nechosim by the Yoshim HaMeshutofim. Why? Their Vada Yoshim. That means either she died or he died, their children, their joint children, definitely have a Schus Yerusha. In that, we have a Klal Yisofim Meitzim De Vadai. The Yosha Isha that are only Yosha Isha are Sof Svekis. The Yosha Baal that are only Yosha Baal are Svekis. The Yosha Shnehem Biyachad are definitive Yoshim. And Sofim Meitzim De Vadai. The Mishnah continues, Ksuba Becheskas Yoshe Habal. The money of the Ksuba we see as a new Choyv. And a new Choyv, we see the money status quo staying in the family. It's Becheskas Yoshe Habal. The Mishnah has to add a different, an extra point here. In the Mishnah Ches, the Shiloh was not on a husband and wife. The Shiloh was on a father and a son. So the Bali Choyvis have to do with one, not with the other. But over here, when Beis Hillel says Nechosim Becheskoson, Becheskas who? The money that's owed to the Ksuba is the Isha being Goyve Ksuba from money of the husband. On that, the Mishnah adds that the Ksuba, the stummiest of the Ksuba, is Becheskas Yoshe Abal. You're trying to, the Yoshe Isha that is, are trying to get money out of the pocket of the Yoshe Abal. So that's Becheskosom of the Yoshe Abal. However, Nechosim HaNechnosim VaYotzim Imo, she brought assets into the marriage. We call that Nechzei Melug. If she died first, her husband Yash and her Nechosim, and then when he died, it goes to his brothers. Her family, let's say there are no children, her brothers, her father, that are her Yashim, are claiming, no, the husband died first, she owned her assets, because once he's dead, she owns them fully, it's not even schus. Achilles pays, and now when she died, they go back to her family members, to her father, to her brothers. The nechosim that came into the marriage, nechnosim v'yotzim ima, that's definitely the stummiest of those nechosim, the becheskas yoshav. That's why the Mishnah has to speak this out. Mishnah Yud, nofel habayis olov v'al imoy. Here the case is where the house fell on him and his mother, and the conflict of interest is because he's a yerush to his mother. His mother does not yarshin him. Elu ve'elu moidim sheyachloik. Over here, both stod, Mishama and Besil, are going to be moida that yachloiku. Why is that? Nobody is in the driver's seat over here. Nobody has a stomach. Let's backtrack. In the first case that we had in these mishnayis, where there's a shaila of keep the money in the family Medina Yerusha, or it should be taken by an outside creditor, an Isha collecting a Ksuba or a Bal Choyv. There, the stummiest his money stays in the family, Lumas a Bal Choyv. So that's why Nechosim b'cheskosna b'sil. In Mishneh Tes Allah v'al Ishtoi, we're talking about Nechosim that are in the family, he's the stummiest. Nechosim that are hers, that she came to the marriage with, are in her family. They're Nechosim that are in her family. So that's the Nechosim b'cheskosim. But over here in Mishneh Yud, you have two Yashim. What's the Shaila? Shaila is that the mother had independent wealth, the son had independent wealth. The son died first. So then his Yashim get his. But Yoshim of Yankel don't get a Yerusha from Yankel's mother. There's no Mishmush except in Mishpacha. We learned this halacha in the beginning of Perek Ches. Mishmush means the direct next descendant in the patrilineal familial relationship. So it could be a third cousin four times removed, but it's always going straight up and straight down from grandfather to grandson. The din that a son yarshins from his mother is a din als the son is yerechimoy, but not because they're from the same shevet. Shevet ho'av nikra shevet, shevet ho'em eni nikra shevet. So the son's din to be yerush his mother is a yerusha satayru, but if he died first, his next of kin, his nephew, his grandson, whoever it is not going to yarshim. Sorry, I said a grandson. A grandson could get from the grandmother because that has a din of bo koichoy. But a nephew, which is Mishmush, will not get their uncle's mother's Yerusha, if it's not their relative. Therefore, we have two parashas Yerusha here. We have a conflict of Hilchos Yerusha. A son yashning his mother, one side. If the mother died first, and then the son yashined, and then he could be married to his nephew. If the son died first, so then the mother's nechosim stayed by her family, her brothers, her nephews, her third cousin, four times removed, whatever it is. Because of that, there's nobody in the driver's seat over there. Therefore, everybody's moida dayach leiku. Amar Rebbe Kiva, moida ani bezesha nechosim b'cheskosa. Kiva argues. He says, no. The mother's family are biyachas to the son yashning from the mother b'cheskosa. The mother's brothers or nephews are yashning midin mishpacha. Because her Yerusha, the mother's Yerusha, that is, will go back to her father and to his brothers. That's all in Mishpachas Ho'av. So that's the Stamius Lumas, her son, that's not Yashning Medin Shevet. So to say it goes to the son, then it goes to his nephew, is already a Hoitzah. So the Nechosim B'cheskosin is to the mother's family. So Kiva says, I hold that you have the same Achlex B'Shama B'Yisil. Amale Ben Azai, Ala Chalukin Onim Mitzdarim. We have enough machlokes in it. It's a sprach that he tells him. He doesn't explain why he's arguing. Ela Shabbos lachach olenu sashovin. You're coming to make another machlokes on a case where we have a mesoris that moedim sheachloku. He doesn't explain what he means to say. It's like we explained. He holds that no, that's not called becheskosin over there moedim sheachloku. A few points to mention here. One is that we said by a case of a husband and a wife where there's a conflict of interest between his yoshim and her yoshim. But if there are Yoshim that are both of these, that are Vada Yoshim, there are Vada the Vadai, and the other claimants are Sveikas, and some Maitzine Vadai. By the case of the mother, you could have that as well. You have a son Yashning from his mother, but she, let's say she has a surviving son. The crash, or the Nefilas Habayis, took her life with one son, Reuven. But Shimon is still alive. So Shimon is definitely a Yosh from the mother. So then, Nechosim Mecheskosim B'teres Vadai. As I stated in Rashbam, it's a glatta svar. Others want to argue that it's only a suffix moitzim de vade when it's a vade yerusha mikoyach shevet. When it's a yerush mitzad, yashling from a mother that's not the full din yerusha, like we just explained, and therefore that doesn't have a din vade to preclude any sveikos, and you won't say in something de vade. That's one choshev nekuda. Others take this a step further. They say if we look at Mishpocha Diki Yerusha, Lumas Yerush Yerusha of a ben yashning his mother as a proper Yerush, Bimkoim not a proper Yerush, says we see Yerusha of Mishpocha as more solidified as a proper Mishpocha, Lumas Yerusha of a son from a mother which they don't have in common Shevet, So then that itself could be the Hesber in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Why would you say Nechosim B'cheskoson on the Yerusha of the mother? Because the Yershin that she has from her familial lineage, that's definitely a Yersh. A person is born with that Zayde Yerusha. The fact that she has sons that were born, that might have survived her, and there her Yershim is a tsuga komin a chiddush dekadin Yerusha, lo'umas the mishpacha din Yerusha that she was born with. So that's your vaday connected to Sovik. That's why Rabbi Akiva holds Nechosim B'cheskoson on that Ben Azai is Cholik. He says, no. The Yershim of the mother, hein if it's Mishpocha Deki Yerusha, hein if it's a son, are equal. There's no Din Yerusha that's considered a Vadai Lu'umas, the other Din Yerusha, which is only a Sovik. So this Nakuda itself might be the actual Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. This is such a Mahalach Achrenim discusses this. And also, with the Chazon Yecheskel and other Achrenim that discuss such a Mahalach.